欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们晚上的聚会。
We welcome all the friends and brothers and sisters to join us for tonight's service.
愿主耶稣的恩典平安与诸位同在。
May Jesus' joy and peace be amongst everyone.
我们聚会之前，请我们低头来默祷。
Before the service starts, let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence tonight's service.
唱诗五十二首。
Let us sing hymn 52.
低头来祷告。
Let us remain standing and bow your heads to pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
主，我们感谢你从天上来到人间，为着带给我们美好的讯息。
Lord, we thank you for coming from heaven onto this earth to bring us wonderful message.
你要亲自带给我们救恩。
You will bring to us salvation.
让我们的罪得到赦免。
So that our sins might be redeemed.
使我们能够重新与你建立关系。
So that we can once again establish a new relationship with you.
来从你领受丰盛的生命。
So that we can receive new life.In you.
让我们从你来领受丰盛的恩典
and that we might receive abundant blessings.
让我们从能领受来丰盛的能力
and we might receive abundant strengths.
主啊，这一切你都要白白给我们
Lord, you will give us all these freely.
因为你爱我们至深
because you love us so deeply.
求主你带领晚上的聚会
May you guide tonight's service.
你的灵运行在我们里面，开我们的心。
May your spirit move amongst us and open our hearts.
让我们能够听得懂你的话。
So that we may understand your words.
让我们能够迎接你做我们的救主。
And that we welcome you as our savior.
来过一个新的生活。
And to lead a new life.
有盼望的生活。
A life with hope.
主啊，我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
Lord, we want your name to be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在继续来请圣俄西的唱诗班献诗，然后再来正道。
We will now invite San Jose Church Choir to sing a couple hymns for us, and then we will have a sermon.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我想继续昨天晚上跟大家来查考八福。
Like to study what we had studied tonight, continue to study, and that is the Beatitudes.
信耶稣就是要得福气。
We believe in Christ to receive blessings.
那得什么福气呢
？What type of blessings?
我们看马太福音。
Let us look at Matthew.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter five.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter five.
好，我们从第三节一直到第十节。
From verse 3 to verse 10.
我们仔细看下半句。
Let us look at the latter part of each.
第一个福气就是要得到天国。
The first blessing is to receive the kingdom of heaven.
所谓天国就是从天上降下来的国度。
And the so-called heavenly kingdom is a kingdom which is from above.
也就是神的国。
And that is the kingdom of God.
神的国乃在乎公义、平安、喜乐。
And God's kingdom is about joy, peace.
这是非常可贵的。
And this is very precious.
神的国就在我们内心。
And God's kingdom is inside our hearts.
神的国就在我们的教会。
And God's kingdom is inside our church.
最后，神的国要在乐园，天国，我们死了以后要去的地方。
And lastly, God's kingdom will be in paradise, in which we will go after we die.
所以我们活着能够得到天国，这是极大的恩典。
So even when we're living on this earth, we can have or inherit this kingdom of heaven. What a blessing this is.
第二个福气。
Second blessing.
就是要得到安慰。
And that is to be comforted.
我们人总是有伤心的时候。
There are times when we are sad.
有忧愁的时候。
And there are times when we worry.
但是神要安慰我们。
But God will comfort us.
那个是带有能力的安慰。
And that is a comfort with power.
那是带有应许的安慰。
And that is comfort with promise.
那是带有恩典的安慰。
And that is comfort that has blessings.
那是带有生命的安慰。
And that is a comfort with life.
那第三个福气。
And the third blessing.
在第五节。
Verse 5.
要承受地土。
They will inherit the earth.
这里讲这个地土不是地上的一块土地。
And the so-called earth is not part of land on this earth.
这是神所要赐给我们一块属灵的土地。
And this is a spiritual inheritance that God wants to give us.
也就是要给我们作为财产的。
And this is so-called the inheritance.
那这个是什么？
And what is this?
神的国。
And that is God's kingdom.
也就是神的本身。
And that is God himself.
所以信耶稣就是要让我们富足。
So believing Christ is allowing us to be rich.
你的心灵会富足。
That our hearts will be rich.
因为有一块土地要给你。
Because there's a land given to you.
这一块土地是牛奶与蜜的。
And this land is full of milk and honey.
是福地。
And it's a land of blessings.
是美地。
It is a beautiful land.
是安息的地方。
It is a land of rest.
第四个福气。
Fourth blessing.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他们要得饱足。
And they will be filled.
这是我们今天晚上要查考的。
And this is the topic we will be discussing tonight.
但是我们仔细看，神要给我们福气，我们人需要有一个条件。
If God wants to give us blessing, there's conditions.
所以最困难的不是神怎么给我们福气。
The most difficult thing is not how God gives us blessings.
我们虽然很卑微。
Although we're very lowly people.
但是主耶稣讲的话就是应许。
But what Jesus said are promises.
好像一张支票，上面写着福气，下面签着主耶稣的名字。
It's as if a check, and it says blessings, and then signed by Jesus.
这是不会退票的。
And this is not returned.
但是你要去把这一张支票兑现，我们人有条件的。
And in order to deposit this check, there is one condition.
要得到天国。
To inherit the kingdom of heaven.
一个人要心灵贫穷。
One has to be poor in spirit.
也就是心里觉得我很缺乏，我很不够。
And one has to feel that one is not sufficient and one does have enough.
我很需要。
And that the person really needs and hunger and thirst for it.
这个是要进入信仰的第一步。
And this is entering into the first step of faith.
如果你觉得我不需要，我没有关系。
If you feel that you don't need anything, so you don't care.
那天国就跟我们没有份了。
Then we have no part with the heavenly kingdom.
那第二个福气。
And the second blessing.
我们要的条件就是哀恸。
And the second condition is that we have to mourn.
这个哀恸是一个过程。
And mourning is actually a process.
安慰是一个结果。
And comfort is a consequence.
我们要经历过哀恸这个过程，就可以到得到安慰这个结果。
After we mourn, then we will receive this. We will be comforted, and this is the result.
要哀恸什么？
What are we mourning for?
就是对我们自己的不完全，对我们自己信仰没有办法进步，要觉得很哀痛。
We have to mourn for our lack of improvement in our faith.
那这样啊，神就会进到我们里面，就会满足安慰我们。
Then God will come inside us and fill inside us.
那第三个
，Third，
我们要得到这一块牛奶与蜜的地。
In order to receive this land filled with milk and honey，
人要有条件。
There's one condition，
不可以硬心。
One cannot be hard-hearted.
如果人硬心，就得不到信仰这一块地。
And if one is stiff-necked, then one cannot inherit this land.
反过来，人要温柔。
A person has to be meek.
也就是谦虚、柔和。
And that is one has to be very humble and meek.
那这个神的话才会感动我们。
Then God's word will touch us.
这个种子才能够砸到我们内心。
And the seed will go down deep into our hearts.
那才可以开花结果。
Then this the seed will sprout and have fruits.
信仰才会在我们心里面成长。
And this faith will grow inside our hearts.
那么看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
饥渴慕义的有福了。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness.
这个地方在讲饥渴慕义。
Here says those who hunger and thirst.
我们如果看到很多非洲的小孩子，你发现非常的不幸。
If we see a lot of kids in Africa, it's very unfortunate.
没有东西吃。
They have nothing to eat.
有的在干旱的地方啊，没有水喝。
And they have there's so many places with drought, so they have no water to drink.
所以我每次看到非洲的小孩子，就好像代表这是不幸。
So every time I see kids of Africa, I feel this represents unfortunate.
但是第六节说，人如果饥渴，人如果饥饿渴慕。这是得到福气的开始。
But we know that verse 6 says that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled, because this is a first step.
那要饥渴什么？
So what do we hunger for?
这里讲一个字叫做义。
Here talks about righteousness.
这个字有一点深啊。
And this is actually a deep word.
哦，什么叫做义？
What is righteousness?
我们要从英文再回来了解比较简单。
Let's look at the English.
英文啊，这个义这个字是从对这个字衍生出来的。
And the word righteousness actually came from the word right.
哦，所以义就是你所做的、你所想的、你的一切生活都是对的。
So righteousness comes from whatever you do, whatever you think about, however you lead your life is right.
但是诸位想，本来我就是对的啊。
So perhaps you might think that you're right.
那这个跟标准有关系。
So there is actually the difference in how you look at the standard of being right.
所以这个对是在神的标准之下是对的。
So this right is actually under the condition of God'smeaning of right.
啊，这个叫做义。
And this is righteousness.
所以这个义的另外一个意思就是没有罪。
And the other meaning of righteousness is without sin.
这个叫做义。
And this is righteousness.
所以你如果对那个没有罪那个状态，哦，那个目标你很渴慕。
And if you long and thirst for the goal of not being in sin,
你就会得到。
Then you will receive.
哦，首先我们来看罗马书。
Let us look at the book of Romans.
为什么人需要信耶稣？
Why does one need to believe in Christ Jesus?
有很多人用很实用的眼光来想信耶稣。
Many people use many practical reasons to think why they believe in Christ.
我身体很健康。
I am very healthy.
我的工作很好。
I have a good profession.
我的婚姻很幸福。
And I'm very happy with my marriage.
我的家庭很圆满。
And I have a very happy family.
为什么我要信耶稣？
Why do I need to believe in Christ?
其实没有信耶稣也活得很好。
And I feel that I'm still okay if I don't believe in Christ Jesus.
今天这就是为什么很难叫人接受信仰的原因。
And these are the reasons why some people cannot accept Jesus.
因为大家用很实用的眼光来看信仰。
Because they use practical reasons to deny the fact that they need to believe.
但是罗马书他在讲信仰的道理。
But in the book of Romans talks about the teachings.
他要告诉我们人需要信耶稣，他先讲明一件事情。
And it says that before one person believes in Christ, one needs to do one thing.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 3.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
罗马书第三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这句话很厉害啊。
And this is a very important verse.
在神的标准下。
Under God's standard.
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
这个世人是谁？
And who are those people on this earth?
是你也是我。
You and I.
是我们每一个人。
It's everyone.
在神看起来都有罪。
In God's standard, everyone have sinned.
那罪是什么？
And what is sin?
圣经用两个来代表。
There are two representations in the Bible.
罪就是欠债。
And sin means to be in debt.
哦，那将来神要让我们，要跟我们算账。
In the future, God will judge us.
算账，哦。
God will count our debts.
哦，如果我们这个罪没有解决，
If we do not resolve the sin,
我们在神的面前有亏欠，
then we fall short of God's glory.
那将来审判，这很可怕的。
And this is very scary in the judgment day.
我为什么要把罪解决？
Why do I need to resolve our sins?
因为有一天你面对神算账的时候，你可以很坦然。
Because when we face God, we could be open about ourselves.
我没有欠债。
Because we are not in debt.
第二个。
Second.
圣经说罪就是病。
Second, the Bible says that sin is being ill.
主耶稣在世界上传福音，很多人不接受他。
When Jesus preached on this earth, many people did not accept him.
耶稣说有病的才用得着医生。
Jesus said that those who are sick will need doctors.
主耶稣讲那个医生就是他本身。
And when Jesus talked about doctor, he refers to himself.
那有病的就是感觉到自己有罪的才会来找主耶稣。
And so those people who feel they need to come to doctor feel they have sin, so that's why they have to come to Jesus.
今天为什么很难传福音？
Why is it so hard to preach the gospel nowadays?
因为大家都觉得我没有罪。
Because everyone feels I do not have sin.
我没有病。
that I am not sick.
为什么我需要耶稣？
Why do I need Jesus?
但是圣经就是要告诉我们，我们人有罪。
But the Bible tells us that we have sinned.
圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
And the Bible have encircled everyone in this mankind
as being sinners. 所以在圣经的定义里面，每一个人都有病。
In the standard of the Bible, everyone is sick.
哦，这个不是小病。
This is not just a very light, being ill, lightly ill.
病的结果就是死，罪的结果就是死。
And when after, the consequence of being sick and sin are deaths.
说可见我们人所犯的这个罪，这个是致死的病。
So whatever sickness we have, it's a sickness that will cause death.
是没有办法医的病。
And it cannot be healed.
所以我们就从这个两个来了解为什么人要解决罪的问题。
So from these two points, we know why we have to resolve the problem of sin.
罪就是欠债。
Because sinning is being in debt.
罪就是生病。
And sin, having sin is being sick.
所以罪要解决。
So we have to resolve the sin.
那这个罗马书开始要提到罪是什么。
So Book of Romans talks about this.
从第一章的十八节开始。
From chapter 1 verse 18.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
故意不认识神就是罪。
That they purposely do not know God.
如果你看到一个小孩子。
When you see a child.
你没有看到他爸爸。
And you did not see the child's father.
但是你知道他有父母。
But you know this child has parents.
不然这个小孩子从哪里来？
Or else where did this child come from?
但是当你看到宇宙万物伟大的存在。
But when you see the wonderful creation of this universe,
怎么把它想说这是自然有的呢？
And how can you think that it just came to being?
所以圣经说，天地的存在证明有神。
So the Bible says that the existence of heaven and the earth, proves that there's God.
因为天地的存在是神的杰作。
Because the creation of heavens and earth is the creation of God.
证明他很聪明。
This means that God is very wise.
他能够创造这个世界，你没有办法了解。
And that God can create a world that you don't understand.
证明他很有能力。
This means that he has power.
他能够创造一个世界，你一生没有办法达到。
That he can create a universe and this earth so big that you cannot reach.
神创造世界代表他的慈爱。
God creates this world because he loves.
所以你看到这个整个我们所活的这个地球的美妙，你就感叹这是神的慈爱。
And when you see the wonderful nature of this world, then you know of God's love.
但是人故意不认识神。
But people, humans, they purposely do not know God.
神的创造借着就在证明有神。
But then God's creation proves that he exists.
但是人的刚硬否定神的存在。
But because of people's stubbornness, they deny the fact that God lives.
这就是罪。
And this is sin.
那从人否定神的存在以后，接下去就产生道德上的堕落。
So after a man denies the fact that God does not exist, then there's deterioration of morals.
所以道德是从神来的。
So actually morals came from God.
一旦否定神，道德就开始往下掉。
And once people deny God, then there's a morality goes down.
60年代。
60s, in the 60s.
美国的最高法院做一个判决。
And the Supreme Court of the U.S. they made a judgment.
要把神从公立学校请出去。
They want to cast out the word God outside of public school.
所有的十条诫命全部拿掉。
And they take out all Ten Commandments from
all public school. 教科书里面所有有关神的全部都改掉。
If there is a word God, then in the public textbooks, then it needs to be changed.
所以六零年代到现在所产生新生的一代道德问题非常多。
So from 1960 till now, there are a lot of problems in morality.
你看现在校园里面打枪去打。
We know that there are a lot of incidents of campus shooting.
校园里面用毒。
And campus people actually use drugs.
校园青少年怀孕生孩子。
And there are many teenage pregnancy.
问题很多。
There are many problems.
这个问题从哪里来？
Where are the problems from?
当人心中没有神，就往下掉。
When people's heart do not have God, then they will go down.
所以二十四节，神任凭逞着心里的情欲，行可污秽的事情。
So verse 24 says, therefore God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity.
如果26节再看下去提到同性恋。
And if we look at verse 26, it talks about homosexuality.
然后28节看下去。
And from 28 onwards,
神认定他们存邪僻的心情不义不合理的事。
He gave them over to a depraved mind to do what's not good.
接下去讲邪恶、贪婪、恶毒、嫉妒、凶杀、增进诡诈。
Later talks about all kinds of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity.
那一直描写到31